This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I want to make this clear because otherwise this is going to come off as like somehow I don't think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback on the planet. I do, for a fact, think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback on the planet.
Okay.
I think this is a big swing year in the court of public opinion on Patrick Mahomes being the best quarterback on the planet. And the reason why is because he is coming off of two, I would call, statistical seasons. I'm not here to tell you they were bad or like he was the worst quarterback in the league, but where I got to deal with graphics of he put up the same numbers as Bo Nix. And I'm like, I can't have a serious conversation with you if we're just going to compare statistical years between a quarterback who we all agree is average, like Aaron Rodgers last year, and what Patrick Mahomes is, a guy who went to another Super Bowl. But the truth is, he is in back-to-back years of statistical average play, but he's still getting to the Super Bowl, so you forgive all of that. And he's won one of those two Super Bowls, so you forget about the end of the year. If he has his third statistical year, if you think that there isn't noise now, wait. Because, Gold, if he has, in year 9, a third straight mediocre statistical season, people are going to be starting to call for the changing of the public guard of, and they'll entertain those conversations even more than we're used to. That's all.
You are talking about random people on social media. You're talking about awards. You're talking about what are we talking about?
I think people will begin to fear the plateau and that Mahomes has hit the peak level of he's ever hit, and that now what he is a 28 touchdown, 11 interception, sub 4,000 yard guy.
Okay.
Because 3 years ago, he threw for the most passing touchdowns in the league and for 5,000 yards. So nobody was complete. But 2 years in a row now, he's been pretty average.
Yeah,
statistically.
I think more than anything, as a team, this year is about showing people that they're not done yet. And I guess
That might be
with
true.
That is
the plateauing part.
Mahomes is, of course, a huge, huge part of that. But I think for them, what happened in the Super Bowl, getting embarrassed there against the Philadelphia Eagles, and therefore by the connection, of course, is, well, then Patrick Mahomes got embarrassed as well. And so with that, I would agree with you if you're saying, hey, the narrative is like, oh my God, they're just not the same team anymore. Here we go. They have an opportunity and I guess pressure, if you will, to prove people wrong very early on in the season.
Yep.
Because if they end up falling off and they're, I don't know where we're setting the bar. Like for them, it's always the AFC title game at minimum, basically. But
that would be a weird year because they've been to 3 straight Super Bowls. That would be a fall off year for them, right? We agree. Losing in the AFC championship game is it? I mean, anything before that's the worst year Patrick Mahomes has had as a professional. Then people, if he has another 27 touchdowns, 12 picks, 3,900 yards, Golden, he loses in the divisional round, well, then people will absolutely be calling it the end of his dominance era. And that's what I view it as, I guess, is that's how, and I will not be that quick on it. I'll just be honest. I think he's the best quarterback in the league. So it will take more than that for me to be calling it that. But I just think that like 90% of society will be aiming for that marker. And they'll be like, well, that dynasty runs over. That runs over. It's going to take them a couple of years. And by then they'll be 32. And so, well, I guess the Patrick Mahomes era of the NFL is complete. And I think that may be what it is. This year is about putting back in the league. I'm him. I'm the dude.
I think it's the
rest of you, we're the team. I'm the guy. And the rest of you are going to pay for even thinking it first.
Yeah, I think it's a team, but obviously that and it's headlined by Patrick Mahomes. But it's a reminder that, hey, we are still one of the best. And look, I think they have the third or fourth best odds right now to win the Super Bowl. So it's not like the odds makers have them way off the pace, but the Ravens and the Bills have a better chance to come out of the AFC or at least win the Super Bowl, I believe, right now, based off of FanDuel odds. I'd have to check. It's been a couple weeks since I popped on there, but I think that's what it was at. And so that's what they are, quote unquote, up against in terms of the perception that it's not their time anymore. And yeah, I think after you had a 50 touchdown, 5,000 yard season, the bar was always going to be ridiculous for you. Like, hey, sure, you're entertain me. But it goes back to the offense.
He's
though,
had two 5,000 yard seasons, one with 41 touchdowns, one with 50.
It goes back to the offense as a whole and what we've discussed, which is that next step again, getting back to where they were, you know, instead of being that 12th to 15th rated offense in football points per game, getting back to being a top 5-7 offense in football, having the explosive plays, all that. It sounds weird the way people view a lot of this is because of betting. It's because of fantasy football as well. Like, sure, go back to putting up the gaudy numbers and the 60 yard touchdowns. That's part of the equation too. And people are bored, I think, you know, with someone they have seen for a while. It's just by nature of how we operate as sports fans, as crazy as that sounds, even though I could still pinpoint multiple plays last year where you're still like, how the hell did he pull that off?
I wonder if it's to the point that you're making, Gold, the offense and the way that it looks, where if this year, even Cody, even if they make it to the AFC Championship, even if they make it to the Super Bowl, but if the offense is fully healthy and Mahomes has another year like he did last year, then everybody's going to say he was carried by the defense.
Yeah.
And it's still, even if they make it to the Super Bowl or make it to the AFC title and he still has these numbers when Rashee's healthy, Xavier's healthy, you know, Holly, if everybody stays healthy and the offense is the way that it is and the numbers still look similar, then I think people are even going to have that conversation regardless of how well the Chiefs actually do. They're just going to flip it to he was carried by the defense and how good they were if the defense puts up similar numbers to they have previously.
What's crazy about that, though, is the last 2 years he's thrown to no one. No one. I think that is an important thing to point out as it relates to the peak level offenses around the league or whatever else. 2 years ago, it just didn't have anybody. Their leading wide receiver going in the year ended up being Rashee Rice, but going into the year was Kadarius Toney. Or I don't know, Sky Moore, I guess.
I think it would have been Sky because Toney was quiet. If I got my years right, he was mid-season, right? Or am I off on the year we're talking about?
I think that was the year before he was mid-season.
Okay. But so Sky Moore at that point was still viewed as a potential like number two, number three receiver. I know it sounds weird now, but at the time,
well, yeah. In retrospect, it's like, well, that was idiotic.
Yeah.
But that was the case, kind of going into the year,
going into the Lions opener,
and then again last year because he lost Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown once again. His number one wide receiver ended up having to be a rookie. Like, that wasn't the plan. The plan was never the rookie, even if he was a first-round pick, to be the leading wide receiver. And then it's just been a hodgepodge of Tony's or Justin Watson's or
Juju
Smith, you know, like Juju Smith exploding knees, whatever, right? Outside of there, know what he said, exploding knees.
No, that was not what he said.
That was Albert Breer,
when he went to New England, said his knees were going to explode. Since then, he's played two more football seasons, and last year he had a 100-something-plus game against the Saints or whatever, and he's on the roster again this year.
Yeah, he is. But, like, it's been a cavalcade of, like, Jags, right?
Yeah, sure.
Can we just be honest? Jags. No, not the world's worst wide receiver group, but certainly nothing to like be excited about.
Yeah, and someone I do think in terms of the gaudy numbers that are out there, we have to factor in where the defense was at the time, the feeling that you had to be in shootouts. And someone brought up, hey, our defense was bad in some of those crazy offensive years because the thought was you had to be ultra aggressive. And I know fans don't want to hear that because you always want to be super aggressive and we all like the big plays and everything. But I think there is some truth to that. While the stat last year was all about winning close game after close game after close game, and they did just that on their way to 15-2 record in the regular season. But I do think if the defense is going to be top five, top 10 again, they are going to play in a certain fashion offensively that doesn't, I guess, risk that. They're trying to eliminate some of the risk involved there. I know it sounds crazy because, like, why wouldn't you have foot on the gas the entire time? But I do think there's a different feeling. If you don't have any trust that a Spagnuolo defense, you know, 4 years ago could get a stop, you felt like offensively, well, we have to be really, really aggressive. Now you have confidence your defense is holding teams to 20, I don't know what it was last year, Cody, but 22, 21 points a game.
It was,
I don't know.
19 and a half.
Okay, sure. Right? You know, versus 24 points a game, that's a different story.
Well, I was looking at it. That goes back to what Cody was saying, because Cody, you last year more than anybody else, I think, you were harping on Andy Reid, like, would you please be more aggressive? Like, you
still want
that was constantly the point.
But they had a defense that was only giving up 19 points.
That doesn't mean that you should. Any coach willing to,
I'm not saying
that. Mean that
you, I'm not saying they shouldn't do it. I'm just saying that's what is that's the, if we're trying to figure out also besides personnel what the difference is.
Andy will do anything to win a game.
Aren't you playing with fire though? Because and
they were 15-1.
No. 15-2. But I know that it didn't happen last year. Let's say they're in a similar instance. We saw this a few years ago with the Vikings when they didn't make it to the Super Bowl, but the Vikings won every close game they had, lost in the NFC title game or whatever it was, and then the next year they were in close games and they were not nearly as good.
The quarterback was Kirk Cousins, not Patrick Mahomes. Their coach was Andy Reid. They're willing to take that risk. I
understand
get your point, but never burned them.
But if it does burn them, then it hasn't yet, which is why we're having this conversation.
Yeah,
but if
sure.
it burns them where Andy's not being aggressive, and there is the one instance where Mahomes makes a mistake and turns it over, there's a fumble, or the defense lets up a big play and they lose the game because of lack of aggressiveness, then everything that we've said previously about them needing to just play as if they're down or just play like you have the best quarterback in the league is kind of coming to, would come to fruition in that point.
Yeah, it just depends. Is it one game and then or is it a season long thing? You know what I mean? Because if they win 13 games this year, then I don't think point proven.
No, yeah, exactly. You know,
if it costs them, as in they lose a division and they win 10 games, then we're having a completely different conversation. They win 13 games and we're like, wow.
Still
they
the two seed and win their division.
Then no, I don't think anything's changed.
Yeah, I agree.
There has to be like a real consequence, I guess, to it to flat out be like, oh my gosh, it is preventing them from accomplishing what they want to accomplish. We all know, like, ultimately they got to the Super Bowl, they had nothing going. But I don't know if you can, when you win 15 games and you lose in the Super Bowl, even if it's in an embarrassing fashion, if you can say like that the overall like schematics were completely off the entire year. Like, we can all pinpoint left tackle was a problem in the Super Bowl. They made no adjustments, all these kinds of things. They didn't have skill players. That's all true. We've all brought these things up. But in terms of how they handle the aggressive versus conservative meter, if you will, in this hypothetical, I don't know if you can really like actually say it didn't work. They won 15 games.
Yeah,
and went to the Super Bowl.
It worked last year. It's just the one time that it burns them, it could be in a really
for
bad
sure.
spot.
Yeah, and that'll be something to watch, no doubt, throughout the entire season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.